Close Encounter with Mars, presented by Science at NASA, January 26, 2010. It rises in the east at sunset, pumpkin orange and brighter than a first magnitude star. You stare at it, unblinking. Unblinking, it stares right back. It is Mars. This week, Earth and Mars are having a close encounter. On January 27th, the red planet will be only 99 million kilometers away and look bigger through a telescope than at any time between 2008 and 2012. Mars is an excellent target for all backyard telescopes right now, reports amateur astronomer Joel Warren, who sends this picture from his backyard observatory in Amarillo, Texas. The planet's north polar cap was brilliant in my 11-inch reflector, he says. And because summer is coming to the Martian north, the bright polar cap and its icy clouds are shifting, sublimating, and changing every day. It's a good show for anyone with a mid-sized telescope and a digital camera. But a telescope is not required to enjoy the show. Mars is a pleasing sight even to the unaided eye. With a visual magnitude of negative 1.3, it is almost as bright as Sirius, the brightest star in the sky. Compare the two, Sirius versus Mars. They're in the same patch of sky all week long. While Sirius is as blue as the tip of an acetylene torch, Mars looks more like the ruddy head of a lit match. It's a pleasing contrast. Here's another fun comparison. Sirius twinkles, but Mars does not. Distant pinprick stars are more disturbed in their appearance by tiny irregularities in Earth's atmosphere than nearby disc-shaped planets. Compared to the dancing light of a star, Mars has a smooth, unblinking glow. For visual observers, the best display comes on Friday, January 29th, when the full moon and Mars converge for a floodlamp-bright conjunction. On that night, Mars will be at opposition, that is, directly opposite the sun. It will rise alongside the moon at sunset and soar overhead at midnight, never straying more than about 6 degrees from the first full moon of 2010. Note, contrary to Mars hoax emails, Mars will not be as wide or bright as the full moon. To the unaided eye, Mars will resemble a bright orange star. Earth and Mars have close encounters approximately every 26 months. Some are closer than others, however. In 2003, the Earth-Mars distance was only 56 million kilometers, a 60,000-year minimum. The whole world stopped to watch as news reports trumpeted the event. This year's gulf, on the other hand, is almost twice as wide, and professional astronomers do not consider it a particularly remarkable encounter. Don't let that stop you. Mars is near, so take a look. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.